Commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the Commission meeting to view the Commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the Internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please don't do anything that distracts from these proceedings and follow the directions of the chairman. If you have a telephone, BlackBerry, or similar device, we ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that's been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission and may present any relevant exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there's a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that person identify themselves and speak first. Whenever speaking to the commission, please come to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and he has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone that's irrelevant or unduly repetitive. No direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct them to the appropriate person if necessary. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission. Also, individuals supporting or opposing the application will only be allowed one opportunity to speak to the commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir, we thank you. Our first public hearing is conditional use number 1895, Freedom Worship Center Incorporated.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in a B1 neighborhood business district for a private school to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 1.71 acres, more or less, lying southwest of Old Route 14, also known as Argoose Corner Road, 1,000 feet northwest of Road 224, also known as Slaughter Beach Road, and being across from Road 224A, also known as Rutt Road. Now, gentlemen, for the benefit of the commission, you have a exhibit booklet. Do you all have your copies? Okay. For the benefit of the audience, on May 16, 2001, the applicant provided an exhibit booklet which contained a table of contents, a copy of the conditional use application form, copies of the site plan at different scales, a boundary survey depicting the existing improvements, a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation request form, a copy of the DLDOT support facilities report dated March 21, 2011, a series of maps and aerial photographs, photographs of the site and the improvements on the site, a report on wastewater generation by the school, a series of additional aerial photographs, suggested proposed findings of fact and suggested proposed conditions of approval, and a copy of a page from the comprehensive plan update referencing the need for more new schools and school expansions. We also, on May 23rd of 2011, the Sussex Conservation District provided comments in the form of a memorandum which references that there are three soil types on this site, that the applicant will be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation, that there are no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditches affected, that it is not likely that the proposed project will necessitate any off-site drainage improvements, and that it is possible that the proposed project will necessitate some on-site drainage improvements. On May 24th of 2011, Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division provided comments in the form of a memorandum. That memorandum references that the site is located in the North Coastal Planning Area, that an on-site septic system is proposed, that the project is not capable of being annexed into a county-operated sanitary sewer district, that conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study will be required, that the proposed project is not in an area where the county currently plans to provide sewer service, and that a concept plan is not required. Now, gentlemen, that's all I have to date from any individual or agency on this application.
All right, sir, we thank you. Chair recognizes Mr. Christianberry. Just going to, is this your time of to shine, sir?
Oh, try to keep it brief. I'd like to also introduce Glennis Gibson. She's the attorney with the law firm of Gibson and Nowak. She's also a member of the church that this school serves as part of their umbrella organization over this. I'd like to discuss briefly the site plan, and then I'm going to let her introduce the administrator of the school and talk a little bit about what the school is. If you turn to tabs B and C, you'll see the site plan. Only minimal improvements to the property are being proposed because the site has existed and been used historically as a nursing home facility with 15 beds in it. So the two buildings, as they exist today, are large enough to facilitate the needs of the school. The improvements that are proposed are to establish a one-way traffic pattern and to add some gravel parking areas around the rear so that there are abilities for teachers and students to park on site. The property is to be subdivided. The high school and some middle school classes are going to be on one building, and the other one would be for the elementary school. Should be a fairly straightforward minor subdivision. The existing septic systems that are out there will probably need to be reviewed by DENREC and may need to be replaced as they appear to be out of date, but the wastewater proposed by the school, and that's included in the booklet, will generate about a third of the wastewater that the nursing home was calculated to generate. So the new use doesn't present any new problems as far as wastewater generation or traffic. Along the lines of traffic, DLDOT did issue a letter stating that no traffic impact study would be required for the change of use in the property. And with that, I'm going to introduce Ms. Gibson.
Good evening. I'm Glennis Gibson from the firm of Gibson and Nowak, and I'm here representing Freedom Worship Center with respect to their conditional use application. As indicated by Mr. Christenberry, the church is seeking a conditional use for the operation of a private school. This particular property had previously been operated as a nursing home. This private school will house approximately 40 elementary and middle school students and approximately 20 high school students at its maximum capacity, and they'll be operated in two different buildings. As indicated, there was no traffic impact study that has been requested. That the use of this property, because it is a school, they'll be in use when the most traffic and activity will be as children are dropped off in the morning and when they're picked up in the afternoon, and that will be particular school days, Monday through Friday, and only during the school year. I have with me today Sue Furketic, who is the administrator of the school, the actual applicant of the school, Freedom Worship Center, Inc., Michael Mills, I'm sorry, is here. Didn't mean to hit you there, is here as well, if you have any questions for him. But I'd like to introduce you, Sue Furketic. She is the administrator of the school, and I have a few questions for her, or unless you gentlemen have questions for her first.
I have one question for you.
Yes.
It is a tradition here at Sussex County Planning and Zoning for us to quiz all the new attorneys who appear in front of us, and I don't believe I've seen you before.
I admit, sir, to not having appeared before this body before.
Now I understand that you have alleged that you are an attorney. This attorney over here, though, sometimes has some doubts, but you can dispel all of this by just sharing your bar number with us.
3150.
There you go. Are you happy now?
You always lay that on me.
Yeah. I'd like to have your full name, please.
Consider yours.
I need your full name.
And we do need your full name.
And I know it. Glynis, G-L-Y-N-I-S. Last name is Gibson, G-I-B-S-O-N.
Welcome to Sussex County Planning and Zoning. Continue, please.
Thank you very much. Ms. Furketic, you are the administrator of the school?
Yes, that is correct.
And approximately how many students do you anticipate in the middle and elementary school?
The elementary school pre-K to 6, probably about 40, and then we consider 7th through 12th, our high school, probably about 20 in the other building.
Right. And who will be, which classes will be housed in which building?
The previous nursing home will be the pre-K through grade 6, and then the building next to it will house 7 through 12.
And what are the typical hours of the school day?
The typical hours are from about 8 o'clock until 2:30.
And will the school also be used for sporting events or other activities? Will those take place on the property?
They will not take place on the property. We usually do that at the Milford Armory or the Milford Boys and Girls Club.
When did you first become aware of this property?
Probably about 3 months ago. We were looking for property in the Milford area to house the school because we are growing. And so about 3 months ago.
And when you first saw the property, what was the condition of the property?
The conditions was very poor. We have gone down in there. It was very dirty inside. A lot of brush and the landscaping, it has not been taken care of.
And have you tried to clean it up?
Yes, we have been down with the teachers at the school and volunteers, and we've cleaned up the outside completely, and we're still working on it. There was a lot of garbage in the area, a lot of food left inside the building, and that has all been cleaned out.
Have you spoken to any of the neighbors about what the plans are?
Yes, we have gone through the entire, that whole Argos Corners community and spoke to several of the neighbors, and they were all just thrilled that some Christian school or private school was going to be moving into the area because apparently there were some negative activities going on in that building.
Because they were, this buildings were vacant?
Correct, because it's been vacant for a couple years.
And when would you like to begin to occupy the school, if at all possible?
I would love to occupy this school on August 29th, 2011.
Would that be the first day of school?
That would be the first day of school, yes.
All right. I don't have any other questions of Ms. Fraketic. I don't know if any of you.
I do. I need her name, don't.
Yeah, we need her to introduce herself again.
My name is Sue Fraketic, and the address is 17038 Deer Run, Milford, Delaware, 19963.
Ms. Gibson, what we would like you to do, if you would go ahead and do and put on your case, and then when you're at a stopping point, then we'll go down the line here and ask her questions, okay?
All right. Very good.
Thanks.
Ms. Fraketic had some signatures from the residents that...
You would hand them to our attorney?
Thanks. Thank you.
I believe that Mr. Christenberry has provided most of the technical information for you with respect to this application. The conditional use of land sought is approximately 1.7 acres. As we've indicated, it had previously been used as a nursing home. It's been vacant for some time. This private school would like to come in, make use of the school for the elementary, middle, and high school. DLDOT did not require a traffic impact study. I believe that this proposed use clearly meets the purpose of the 2008 Sussex County Comprehensive Plan update with respect to the need for schools. The hours of operation of this school will be the normal school operating hours. It will revitalize this property in a very positive manner, the use that this school wishes to make. Obviously, the final site plan would be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. The proposed conditions that come with this request would be, of course, septic certification and or compliance with any requirements of DENREC and approval of the minor subdivision as set forth in our booklet for you. And I don't have any other information to present to you.
And we thank you, and we'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Burton.
All right, just a few. There is currently a school operating somewhere else, and you're just going to clean up and move the kids? Is that the deal?
The school has been operating, I believe, 1 or 2 years in a temporary space because it's a new school and has been growing and growing. So it's seeking really kind of a permanent home, more or less. It's outgrowing its current leased facilities.
And you're planning on leaving the buildings exactly where they are, just
yes,
moving the walls and making classrooms? And...
Yes.
Okay. I see where you're proposing 15 teachers, and it looks like there's 13 spots, parking spots. Is that going to work? Or staff?
Yes.
I can probably better answer that. There is a proposed of 10 teachers and then plus one administrator.
Okay. Are you planning any blacktop on that would need a stormwater management pond at all?
At this point,
I believe no. Mr. Kristenberry can probably address that. He's
if you look at tab C, proposal. That might help a bit. The existing driveway in and the existing parking lot, which will become the part of the driveway out, is blacktopped. All the additional parking and the drive-through and drive-around would be gravel to try to school's on a fairly tight budget. They don't want to have to excavate a stormwater management basin and pay for blacktop and things of that nature. So that's why the intention is that all the additional would be gravel. And with each parcel having less than 10 spaces, that is permitted in the zoning code.
Okay. And just on a septic side, just from looking at the tab here, you're going from essentially 72 people, taking it to 72 people occupying the two buildings from what used to be 15. Is that what I'm reading?
When you look at the septic tab, 15 beds, the reason why 15 beds generate so much more wastewater, because these calculations were taken from the DENREC regulations, is you have meal prep 3 meals a day, you have laundry, you have showers. There's really no intent to operate a gymnasium here, so there won't be children showering. There's not going to be a formal cafeteria with a commercial kitchen. There'll be kids packing lunches. So the wastewater flow per student is at 10 gallons per day, whereas if you have a hospital bed and someone's intern there, it's 125 gallons per bed. So when you look at the wastewater tab, you'll see that the 15-bed nursing home would be expected to generate 1,875 gallons per day, and the school as proposed would generate less than half of that at 795 gallons per day, plus zero on Saturday and zero on Sunday. Okay. So the weak leach flow is even less than half.
Okay. That explains it. It was kind of, thank you.
It's set up like an engineer drew it up or something.
Right.
Sorry about that.
That's all the questions I have at this time.
Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Any expectations of school bus traffic to the site?
I don't believe so. There are no school buses that operate now, and I believe the parents drop out. There's a school van, but I don't believe it's used for
all the children are brought by their parents.
So
we don't anticipate any busing at all.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I have.
Okay. Mr. Ross.
I guess we could assume that at some point you might want to have a fundraiser during the evenings, a bake sale or something like that. So we would want to make sure that you have some latitude to have after-hour activities. Would that be appropriate?
Yes. I'm sorry. And we do have another facility, the church facility, that's being built now also. So are you asking if we want permission to do that? I'm sorry.
Well, sometimes there's certain limitations put on hours of operations and stuff, and sometimes there's not. And I just want to make sure that we give you enough latitude to operate the way you want to operate, and not we don't impose something that you don't want.
All right. Well, then I would like that if we could use it maybe on a Saturday every, a couple times a year or whatever.
Okay. And then it looks as if you have an active and vibrant school. And so growth, are there plans for growth beyond what you have there now? And what are you thinking about? Any expansion down the road? Or
expansion at that property? I don't know if you want to answer.
Sir, if you're going to testify, I need you to come up and give us your name, please.
My name is Mike Mills. My address is 21875 Shockley Road, Milford, Delaware. This is a stepping block for us. We pursued actually the land that faces Route 1 was a subdivided area, and it's not taken off very well. We've been putting our line in the water about maybe purchasing that and pursuing something down the road. But yes, we know that we won't be able to go much farther at this property. But currently, to kind of reiterate where you were at, we currently operate out of the Milford Church of the Nazarene. In Milford, they've leased the whole, or letting us use the whole west wing of their church for our school, because this is the second year our school's been in operation. The first year, we had 12 students, and we housed it right out of our church facility, and then it grew to, 36, which we couldn't house out there, and the Milford Nazarene opened that. So this is basically our next stepping block.
But you all do own this, you own the facility, you own the site?
No, we'll be leasing this. Yes.
Okay. No further questions, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. Thank you, Mr. Lang.
Just a clarification. Earlier it was stated the number of students elementary and the number of students middle and high school. Could I have that number again just to make sure my record's clear?
The anticipated would be about 40 students, grades pre-K to 6.
Pre-K.
And okay. Then about approximately 20 students from grades 7 through 12, which would be in the other building.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's all.
Okay, thank you. Robertson?
No questions, thanks.
All right, then. We appreciate your time. If you would take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1895, Freedom Worship Center Incorporated? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1895? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Our next public